An exciting new product challenges the biased media.
Oh, wait. That's just spin.
This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Bob Collins in for John Gordon. Todd Herman's aha moment when he was a radio talk show host came when he realized he'd never make it in that business.
When I started to say things to people like Orrin Hatch, things like, did you want to continue to spin me or shall we have an adult conversation?
Herman isn't in the radio business anymore. Now he, a conservative, and his business partner, a liberal, are developing downloadable software that aims to detect spin when it sneaks into online news stories. A trusted media, a free media, a responsible media, and democracy, he says, are intertwined. So they created SpinSpotter, which installs in Firefox browsers and highlights questionable journalism online.
We ask people as they read news to find areas that they think are spin and use our tool to highlight those. It really gives you a seat at the editorial table. But the key to this is understanding some rules, right? And the last thing we wanted to be was some type of star chamber. We didn't want to be a small group of people deciding what constitutes spin. So we turned to a group of a journalism advisory board. It's a diverse group of academics and writers and journalists, opinionists, very well known, to work off of the code of ethics at the Society of Professional Journalists. But very simply this, you install the tool from SpinSpotter, you read news, and you'll see some news marked up already made transparent at sites like Yahoo News and MSNBC. But when you encounter something that is clearly the reporter's opinion, or you see something where the reporter has simply maybe not had enough column space to include a fact, you can physically add those.
It has pretty much of a wiki sensibility to it, right? I mean, anybody could go on there, I suppose, and do whatever they want, but it's the checking of the larger group that provides its integrity.
It is. I mean, there is a wiki-like activity to this, and anyone can, in a couple of minutes, install Spinoculars and begin to do this work. But importantly, one of the other steps we took was we hired a guy who is the research partner of John Nash of A Beautiful Mind fame. We hired this scientist named Andy Naff to construct a trust engine for us. And the trust engine really keeps us in check, but also appoints a trust rating to users. So if you'd like to come in and say, you know, play around with the system and maybe not follow the rules, we won't stop you from doing that, but we just simply give you the caution that your edits probably aren't going to be seen and your input probably is not going to be seen.
I was on a Sunday. I looked at an article on the Times that said FBI struggles to handle financial fraud cases, and some of the highlighted words there, for instance, it said the Bureau slashed its criminal investigative workforce, for example. So I don't know whether that's the human that made that notation on the word slashed, or whether that was the genius in the program itself. What percentage is the software kind of doing its own thing, and what percentage is a human kind of evaluating context and everything else?
Well, that's a great question. I would say right now the spin bot is in the minority, but you can tell because our tool will tell you who did the markup you're looking at. It'll give you either a username or it will say spin bot. And sometimes it will say spin bot Jones or spin bot Johnson. The reason there's different names is that we are putting out different versions of the spin bot as it grows. But a phrase like slashed, if it's one word, would likely be a human being, although that is in our spin lexicon.
Among Todd Herman's future enhancements, a database that will help SpinSpotter find news stories that have included large amounts of material from a press release. This is Future Tense. I'm Bob Collins. New product challenges the an exciting new product challenges the biased media.
like slashed, if it's one word, would likely be a human being, although that is in our spin lexicon.
Among Todd Herman's future enhancements, a database that will help SpinSpotter find news stories that have included large amounts of material from a press release. This is Future Tense. I'm Bob Collins. An exciting new product challenges the biased media. Oh, wait, that's just spin. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm Bob Collins in for John Gordon. Todd Herman's aha moment when he was a radio talk show host came when he realized he'd never make it in that business.
When I started to say things to people like Orrin Hatch, things like, did you want to continue to spin me or should we have...